Hello there, listeners and friends. This is my first ever behind-the-scenes commentary, and I feel like this script needs a little bit of explanation so you understand the context that it occurred in, because it's a little different than any script fill that I've done in the past. So when I first showed up to GWA rather unexpectedly, which is a story for a whole nother day, but I understood the technical parts of recording and so on, but I had no idea about the protocols. I had not been a listener, so it was a big learning curve for me on how the community worked and so on and so forth. And two very, very kind writers and performers were very kind to me and were willing to answer my questions and even talk to me on Discord and, you know, basically try and keep me out of trouble. So I am extremely grateful to both of them, and they're also awesome writers in their own way. And so because of that, now that I, you know, feel like after a few months, I kind of know what I'm doing a little bit better here. I've tried really hard to also notice other new people who are, you know, asking for questions, and specifically other script writers, because of obviously performing M4Fs is a very big minority here on GWA. And there just aren't as many writers as there is on F4M content, which is, again, another discussion for another day on maybe the podcast I'm considering. So I, in looking out for new writers, I noticed one popped up, and I usually try and make a comment of encouragement or sometimes, you know, quick feedback on their script. And this particular script writer is Aloe Vera Honey. She goes by Allie. And she was complimentary on some of my work, which I very much appreciate. People who, you know, make a comment about what they thought and what they liked, or, you know, what they'd like to see different even. And so that was quite nice as a relatively new person to have somebody engage in a discussion in a meaningful way. So I looked at a few of her scripts, and I actually had saved them. I just save scripts that look interesting to me. And this one's called I'd Love to Fill Your Script. And it's essentially a conversation between a girl, the listener, who is a script writer for GWA. So this is a little bit meta, as we call it. And her boyfriend, basically, who doesn't have any idea what it is. And she's having a hard time. And so he gives her words of encouragement. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, I get the basic gist. I usually look for sound effects and some other things. And but I don't normally read through in detail scripts before I perform them. And one of the reasons is I want the lines to sound natural and not like I'm acting. So I actually sight read cold most of the scripts that I do. Or not all of them, but it depends on the complexity and pacing and so on and so forth. So anyway, I was very busy yesterday and finally had some time to actually work through this script and bring it up. And Allie and I had actually talked about some other scripts that she had. I'd given her some feedback on some other scripts. And I, after that interaction, felt kind of obligated to do something. So what you should know as background to this is that over the last, I don't know, month, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, I have had a lot of interaction with other script writers, other performers, and gotten to know some of them quite well. You know, some of them have been through some really tough things in their personal life, and even had difficulties within the last few weeks. And so I've been trying to help, encourage, edit where I can. Those of you that are frequent GWAs have probably seen that. Been a couple of people I've helped edit their first scripts and encouraged them and, you know, worked with them and so on. And I love doing that. I love, you know, giving back, or if you will, paying it forward for those folks that were helpful to me. So in doing that in the last few weeks, of course, one of the scary things about either writing or performing is that in both cases, you're putting yourself out there. I mean, you are putting, in most cases, really personal and sometimes emotional content out there. And I think this is more true for the writers generally, and probably more true for the M4F writers, because it tends to be women who are writing, you know, kind of plot lines and storylines they like. Now, sometimes those are really focused more on, you know, sexual content play. Baby. And sometimes they're much more, you know, emotional and dialogue based, right? Not a surprise. And again, I'm not as familiar with the F4M scripts, but from what I've seen, they probably lean a little more into sex context, for the most part. So anyway, in dealing with a lot of these writers and trying to help folks in the last month, of course, privately, a lot of them, just like everybody does, has fears and concerns and all those kind of things. So I've dealt with a lot of that in a very, you know, personal way in the last few weeks. So why do I say that? Because yesterday, when I had some time, quiet situation in my house to be able to record, and I'd already done another script in the morning. So I finally had some time in the afternoon, and my voice was still in pretty good shape. So I went ahead and did the recording. And I hadn't detailed through the exact storyline. And in this plot line, it's largely about this female writer who's dealing with her fears and concerns. And for me, it became very real because I've been helping so many people that I love and care about in the last few weeks deal with these exact issues in real life over GWA. So as I went through the script, I had a hard time with it. And I really thought about scrapping the whole thing. But I went through it. And the other thing is that because I talked quite a bit to the actual writer and understanding, you know, her being new and then seeing what she'd written here, I added a lot of improv and comments based on real life conversations. So the original script reads out at about 12 minutes, and you'll see in the audio it's close to 37 minutes. And that's because there's a tremendous amount of very personal content for specific people in the GWA community, for both the writer herself, as well as my other friends and people that I've worked with in the last few weeks. So I just wanted to make sure people were kind of aware that it's, this one's pretty personal, not necessarily just to me, but to those writers out there, at least those that I know and have dealt with, some of them, I'm certainly not all of them, but the ones that I've dealt with and talked to and helped, this is for you. And I hope you find a real genuine personal connection, because it was very much that way for me. Enjoy.